We are glad you can join us for today's devotion from Gospel 365 Daily Devotional. And our message for today is titled, Simply Act on His Word. We are reading our scripture from James chapter 1, verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Matthew chapter 14 gives us an account of how, on a certain evening, the disciples got into a ship to cross to the other side of the Sea of Galilee ahead of Jesus. During their voyage, they were startled to see a man walking towards them on the water and cried out in fear. Jesus was that man, and he immediately assuaged their fear, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. Matthew chapter 14, verse 27. Then Peter answering said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. Matthew chapter 14, verse 28. And the master said to him, Come. Matthew chapter 14, verse 29. Peter then stepped out of the ship and walked on the water to meet Jesus. When the master said, Come, any of the disciples could have stepped out with Peter into the water, but only Peter did. Imagine how much more glorious and inspiring it would have been to read that the entire disciples walked on water. It is like what happens even today with many in the church. When the word is given, maybe a word on healing, finances, or on any other subject, only those who personalize the word and take corresponding actions will have it produce results in their lives. It might be a simple get up, walk, come, or an instruction to give an offering. Act on it immediately. Don't wait for a thunderous voice or a spectacular sound from heaven. Simply act on the word. It may not come in a spectacular way, but it is always supernatural, nothing less. In 1 Kings chapter 19, when Elijah needed to hear from God, all the seemingly spectacular signs didn't have the presence of God, until the still small voice that said, What doest thou here, Elijah? 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 13. God's word, instructions, leading and guidance to you are supernatural. They will produce the desired result when acted upon. To continually experience the glory of God and the power of the Spirit, you would have to always respond in faith to His word and the promptings of the Spirit. God bless you. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for training my spirit to apprehend the realities of the kingdom and respond to the instructions of the Holy Spirit to me as I learn and walk in the light of your word. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
If God is transforming your life through this podcast, remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Gospel 365 Podcast. And also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at GO365 Podcast. Send your prayer requests or testimonies to Gospel365 Podcast at gmail.com. And God bless you.